You're listening to an iHeart podcast.
Crime alert, I'm Nancy Grace. Breaking crime news now, a Nevada mom and her children kidnapped by her ex, who makes it 80 miles east with the family in his car. John Lindley, did they make it to safety?
Well, this brave mom was able to dial 911 with her cell phone that she had concealed in her pocket. She left the phone line open while speaking with her kidnapper, Justin Carter, and was able to give just enough information to cops to locate the vehicle.
Carter, now charged with kidnapping two and coercion with a deadly weapon. Argenis Rivera randomly attacks two women in a New York City park, one pushing a stroller with her two-year-old inside. John?
The 33-year-old career criminal has done this before, Nancy. Rivera was released in August after punching a doorman, and this time he tries to strangle the women. Rivera first attacks the mother, then moves on to a second woman who witnesses the initial attack. He's charged again with assault and menacing.
And an employee at a Houston office building notices her water has an unusual taste and smell when she leaves it at her desk overnight. John, what happened?
The woman switched to bottled water after she noticed an odd taste from the cooler, but finds the same taste when she leaves her unfinished bottle overnight. Turns out the building's custodian, Lucio Diaz, was relieving himself in all of the drinking water sources, including personal bottles. Many employees contracted an STD from drinking the contaminated water.
Diaz now charged with ag assault. Carlos Garcia stands near the edge of a platform when Heriberto Quintana tries to pass in front of him. Garcia accidentally knocks Quintana's phone onto the tracks. The men begin to wrestle, and then the unthinkable.
Garcia struggles to get Quintana off of him, and Quintana rolls onto the tracks and is hit by an oncoming train. Garcia now faces manslaughter charges.
More crime and justice news after this. For the latest crime and justice breaking news, here's Crime Online's John Limley.
Police responded to reports of a suspicious vehicle parked near Capitol Hill and have made a weapons arrest. A source telling our friends at CBS News that guns, including two handguns and a shotgun, were found in a white van stopped steps away from the U.S. Supreme Court. An 81-year-old man was arrested on weapons charges. His adult grandson is in custody, and a woman with them was briefly detained but released. The van was pulled over for a police stop. A police dog alerted to something suspicious in the vehicle. They say they did find concerning items in the vehicle, but no explosives. The police chief in a small Missouri town has been charged with felony drug crimes after his girlfriend's brother was found dead from an apparent overdose in the police chief's apartment. 50-year-old William Jones has now been charged with second-degree drug trafficking, possession of a controlled substance, and tampering with evidence. He was jailed on $150,000 cash-only bond. Now to Florida, where a U.S. Customs and Border Protection officer was shot and killed in a training accident in southwest Miami-Dade County. Detective Angel Rodriguez is with the Miami-Dade Police.
At approximately 10:26 in the morning, officers from Miami-Dade Police Department responded to the Trail Glades firearms range at 17601 Southwest 8th Street to reports of a shooting.
Our friends at WPLG-TV are reporting that the officer was shot in the chest during a, quote, building and search training, a spokesman for CBP.
A U.S. Customs and Border Protection officer working at the weapons range was critically injured while on duty and pronounced deceased.
Authorities have not yet released the instructor's name nor given further details about how long he had worked for the agency. Finally, to Illinois, as a white woman charged with a hate crime has been sentenced to probation after pleading guilty to a lesser charge. The incident followed a confrontation where she told a group of black men in 2020 that they couldn't be at a suburban Chicago beach. The felony hate crime charge Irina Donishaitis has faced in Cook County has been amended to misdemeanor battery under a plea agreement. She pleaded guilty to the battery charge and was sentenced to 1 year of probation. Donishaitis, then 65, was accused in August 2020 of aggressively confronting Otis Campbell and two other black men who were riding bicycles near a pier along Lake Michigan in Winnetka. According to the Chicago Sun-Times, the Northfield, Illinois woman's plea agreement includes a requirement that she attend an anti-racism class.
22-year-old Alexander Berrios sleeps at a friend's after a night of boozing. In the morning, he asks her 9-year-old son to give him a ride home. Well, the 9-year-old drops Berrios off and heads home when a witness notices the boy behind the wheel and calls police. Berrios, now charged with child neglect. Can you believe that? Asking a 9-year-old to give you a ride? For the latest in crime and justice news, go to crimeonline.com. With this crime alert, I'm Nancy Grace.
You're listening to an iHeart podcast.